This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. House Democrats want information from State Department officials in the Ukraine probe. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says back off. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
While visiting Rome, Pompeo's accused three Democratic committee chairs on Twitter of trying to intimidate and bully the officials by asking them to appear for depositions in the next 2 weeks. He says that's not feasible and that he will use all means to stop them from being intimidated. The three chairmen say Pompeo is the one trying to intimidate witnesses into protecting himself and the president, and that trying to keep them from talking to Congress is illegal. The chairs write they expect Pompeo's full compliance. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Refugee Agency is urging Tanzania's government not to forcibly deport tens of thousands of Burundian political refugees. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Media reports indicate the Tanzanian government is ready to start deporting refugees to Burundi on Thursday. This is in line with a bilateral agreement the country signed in August to send the refugees home by the end of the year. UNHCR spokesman Barbara Balash tells VOA his agency hopes Tanzania and Burundi will not pressure or push refugees who fled persecution.
So we hope that Tanzania will not put refugee lives at risk by putting pressure on them to return back home.
In 2015, Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza triggered widespread protests when he declared his intention to run for a third term. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Over the past 2 years, more than 74,000 refugees have returned to Burundi. This is VOA News. At least 11 Afghan police officers were killed in northern Afghanistan when the Taliban attacked police checkpoints Monday night. That's according to the governor's spokesman. Meanwhile, intense fighting continues in another province in the north, where 30 police and armed locals, including the district governor and the district police chief, have been held under siege by the Taliban for the past 2 days. That's according to local news outlet Tolo News. The attack follows Taliban threats that contributed to a historic low turnout in the country's fourth presidential election on Saturday. An official winner has not yet been declared. A federal judge is upholding affirmative action at Harvard University. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Harvard has been cleared of discriminating against Asian American applicants. A group called Students for Fair Admissions claimed the school was deliberately and illegally holding down the number of Asian Americans accepted. They called it an Asian penalty, giving preference to Black and Hispanic students with lower grades. The judge ruled Harvard's admissions process is not perfect, but there's no evidence of discrimination. Students for Fair Admissions says it will appeal. The fight over affirmative action gets some relief for the moment, but experts say the issue could go to the Supreme Court. I'm Ed Donahue.
An investigator says the New York Archdiocese is meeting its obligations in the Catholic Church abuse crisis. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff has that story.
An independent investigator praised the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of New York for its response to the sexual abuse crisis, saying no priest or deacon remains in ministry in the Manhattan-based archdiocese who has been credibly accused of sexual abuse. The archdiocese appointed the investigator amid efforts to reassure New York Catholics that it's serious about reform. Cardinal Timothy Dolan says he was very grateful and very relieved to learn of the findings. An abuse survivors group was skeptical of the findings and said they want the state's attorney general to investigate the archdiocese. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Iran's judiciary says it has sentenced a man to death for spying for the CIA amid rising tensions between Tehran and the United States. A judiciary spokesman said Tuesday two other people were sentenced to 10 years in prison for the same crime and a fourth received a 10-year sentence for spying for Britain. The spokesman said the individual who received the death sentence has appealed and that a final decision will be made by the country's appeals court. North Korea has agreed to resume working-level nuclear talks with the United States this Saturday. That's according to a senior North Korean diplomat who's quoted in state media. He says Pyongyang and Washington have agreed to hold talks on October 5th and will have preliminary contact the day before. It's not clear where those meetings will take place. The announcement comes about 3 months after U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un decided to resume the talks. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.